If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. With college debt soaring and becoming a major issue today, many Gen Zers are attracted to the trades as an alternative and immediate entrance to a rewarding and well-paying job. National Careers in Trades Week, which was celebrated earlier this month, is a nationwide initiative to connect students with rewarding and lucrative jobs in the skilled trades. The goal is to help fill thousands of positions that are essential to the country's economic growth and to share the technological advancements in fields such as AI, drones, and laser welding, which are helping to redefine what it means to work in a skilled trade. On the line to tell us more about the benefits of working in trades is Aaron Hilger, CEO of the nonprofit Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors National Association. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Pepper. It's lovely to be here.
Aaron, start by telling us, what is National Careers in Trades Week?
So National Careers in Trades Week, it really came up as an idea with a number of my staff and some other peer associations and labor unions, realizing that we hadn't been doing a great job talking about construction careers. And we wanted to, you know, spend a little time focusing on the great careers in construction and highlighting all the benefits of a career in construction, whether it's in the trades or in the office as a project manager or estimator.
Why are young people turning to trades?
I think there's a lot of different reasons, but when you think about college and the cost of college, which you started a little bit in your introduction. When I went to the University of Rochester, the school was $20,000 a year. Today, it's north of $80,000 a year. That price inflation, and that's not unique to that particular university, really makes the ROI on a college education a little more challenging. I certainly don't mean to imply that college is bad. I'm a product of a great university education and multiple master's degrees. But if you're a parent with kids and you're not sure of your path, do you really want to engage in that level of debt? And in the construction industry, we have a pretty great value proposition where we train you and we pay you at the same time.
What has reaction from parents been like?
You know, I think it's been great. You know, over the last few years, we've really seen a change in engagement with both parents and students about alternate careers or careers in construction or automotive trades. That idea that there are acceptable alternatives. You haven't failed if you don't go to college, right? You've found a path that is good for you and you can choose your own path and maybe you go to college later on. So that idea that there's only one direction to go, I think has really been the change. And really the change in the discussion that we've been having with both parents and with high school administrators.
What are the benefits of trade work?
Working in the trades is amazing. You know, I happen to have had the great benefit of having a building trades background because my family was in the construction industry, as well as a university background. But the amazing thing about a career in the trades is there are so many different opportunities. If you think about a building or even your house, right, it takes an orchestra to build that structure. There are laborers and carpenters and bricklayers and electricians and HVAC workers and plumbers and roofers. The whole group has to come together to build a great structure. And that's just the careers in the field. Those careers in the field can grow into project managers or estimators or owners of companies. And there's a whole range of places you can go with a construction career. And as you indicated a little bit in your introduction, there's a lot of technology in construction, which people don't realize, which is really exciting to explore.
I'm speaking with Aaron Hilger, CEO of the nonprofit Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors National Association. What does the future of trade jobs look like?
I think the future of trade jobs is very strong. There are about 8 million people today who work in the construction industry. We have about 400,000 open jobs. That's very similar to the number of open jobs we had last year. Absent a recession or other economic shock, the construction market outlook is very strong, which means there are sustained employment opportunities driven by mega projects and reshoring of some industry, as well as growth in things like, you know, pharmaceutical work, hospital work, college and university work. You also have the combined factor of the baby boomers retiring. So that means we have lots of work, very experienced people retiring, and the need for a lot more people to fill those positions.
What kinds of jobs and professions are available?
Many people start in construction as a field worker. That field worker could be doing anything from carpentry to HVAC work or any other thing that you might think of that goes into a building. But our contractors are also businesses. So just like any other company, they have accountants and project managers and people in human resources, you know, the whole in office, you know, sort of every office job you can think of in terms of administrative work. So the whole scope of employment is available in the construction industry, from field workers to engineers to senior vice presidents who run the construction operation.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to start looking for a career in a trade?
I think there's a couple different things you can look at. First, see if your high school is having a career day that you're going to have an apprenticeship program or construction employers at. There's always a great place to start there. If you're in Southern California, we have a great SMACNA chapter there. That's SMACNA SoCal, which is smacna-socal.org. They have a wonderful website that can point you to some resources. You can also look at your local building trades union and see what opportunities they have for apprenticeship. You've got some wonderful unions in California with really, really strong training programs that will teach you how to be a fantastic worker in the construction industry for free.
And how about for women? Are trade jobs for them too?
Absolutely. There's no reason at all why anyone couldn't be in the trades, male, female, any, you know, race, gender, whatever. In our view, construction is a very open and welcoming industry. We have lots of jobs to fill, and we hope you're interested in taking one.
What are some of the biggest challenges people face when starting out in a skilled trade?
I think probably the hardest thing for people starting out in a skilled trade is understanding the nature of the work. A lot of young people don't grow up using tools. They don't grow up with their mom or their dad or their grandpa or, you know, someone in their family, you know, teaching them how to build things. So the idea of using tools all day and knowing how to visualize, you know, here are the raw materials that I'm going to build into a structure is a big challenge. Other significant things, you have to have reliable transportation to be successful in the construction industry. You're not going to go to the same work site every day. You might go to a dozen or more work sites in any given year or even over a couple months. So you have to have that desire to show up, be on time, and on time means 15 minutes early, and then have a desire to learn and do things that you haven't done.
How would you like to see schools and communities encourage more young people, particularly women, to consider trades as a viable career option?
I would love it if we saw a little bit more trade focus and trade education in high schools, regardless of what state you're in. I'm from New York, and most of that curriculum left high schools decades ago. And it's a little bit, some of it is coming back. But what we're seeing now is, you know, there are high school programs that, for instance, have welding as part of their curriculum and as electives that students can take. Those kids often have jobs before they graduate high school. So I think we'd be doing a great service to children if we start providing them more opportunities in addition to all the things they can learn already in a normal high school curriculum.
What does a typical career path look like in a skilled trade?
I would say that at some level there is no typical career path, and I'm going to answer that a couple different ways. So you can join an apprenticeship program, go through your apprenticeship program, become a journeyman, and stay as a journeyman throughout your whole career and maybe work for one or two or more companies and be someone who works on crews and, you know, is a really important part of the team. You can also take another step on that path and maybe become a foreperson and lead a crew of workers. Maybe you take a second step and you become a supervisor and run entire job sites full of workers. You also see individuals who start in the field get recruited into the office to become a project manager or an estimator. And that's a very normal path. You see a lot of our great people that work and run construction projects have that field background as part of their core. A third direction careers can go, which is in some ways the most exciting, is that most of our members and most good construction companies were started because someone learned a career in construction. They learned how to build things. They learned to craft. And they took that skill and that knowledge and they decided to create a company. And there's a lot of folks who start a career in construction and then 20 or 30 years later own their own business.
Tell us more about the importance of hands-on learning in skilled trades.
For us, hands-on learning is a vital part of skilled trades curriculum. So if you join a construction union, you're going to go through an apprenticeship program. Your apprenticeship program is really going to have two parts. One part is a bucket of classroom learning, which will have some hands-on components to it, as well as more traditional learning styles. And then you'll also be working in the field under the supervision of qualified journey workers. So you'll be practicing the things you learn in your academic setting in the field probably the next day. So we really think those two modes of learning go together to create a really strong worker who is incredibly skilled.
What do you think are some of the most common misconceptions people have about careers in skilled trades?
You know, I think the most common misconception about a career in skilled trade is that it isn't a good career, and then it's a career that's just hard and dirty and isn't rewarding. And I'm going to say those careers are exactly the opposite. If you have a career in the construction industry, you're going to get paid really well, you're going to get retirement benefits, and you're going to have the great satisfaction of completing a day's work and being able to turn around and look at what you've done and say, I built that. And that is really cool. You don't get that in most office settings or in most other types of jobs. And you also have that great potential to grow into the next thing that you want to grow into. Just because you start as one trade doesn't mean you might not learn two or three other skills too. And the more skills you learn, the more employable you are.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've been speaking with Aaron Hilger, CEO of the nonprofit Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors National Association. Anything else you think we should know?
I think the biggest thing for kids and for parents is to have an open mind. We get pounded on day after day that the only path when you're in high school is to go to college. And I certainly know this because I'm a dad of triplets and I have three kids in college, and that was the path they chose and it's the right path for them. But we did take a few minutes as a family and say, here are all the other paths that exist that are great paths too. And you haven't failed because you picked a different path. You know, the high school administrators are rated on how many kids go to college. They're not rated on how many kids get a great job. I'd love to see that change a little bit, and I would encourage parents to have that open mind and encourage their children to pursue whatever alternatives are interesting to them.
Thank you so much for talking with us today and sharing this incredible advice.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay. Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.